Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Lego Day today, so let's build a podcast together. You know what? That was the best thing I could come up with. Sorry about that. It's late in the week. Business today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, January 28th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it's National Daisy Day today. Yeah, I know, I said Lego. We'll get to that, but it's also National Daisy Day, and I've got to talk about this because, you know, flowers, those usually mean something, and as a guy, I typically don't know what those mean. Well, daisies actually symbolize purity. Innocence, childbirth, new beginnings, transformation, cheerfulness. There's about 12,000 different species, so that means a lot of different things. It also, you know, the color means something. Purple represents dignity and success. Yellow is a symbol of friendship. Blue means openness and peace. White is associated with humility. And if you get an assorted bouquet, that means the guy doesn't know what the heck they're doing. Yeah. And also, you know, because they're daisies, he's probably actually pretty cheap. I'm just saying, daisies are inexpensive. It's a sign, people. Watch out for that. I will say also that my wife loves daisies. And I don't know if she's just saying that because she doesn't want me to spend a lot of money on flowers. But hey, it works for me. It's National Kazoo Day as well. And hey, you know what? If you're really into kazoos, you might want to go check out the museum. And no, I'm not bringing on the museum curator for the Kazoo Museum in South Carolina. But yes, that does exist. It opened up back in 2010. I haven't done a whole lot of research on that museum because I have other things to do. But the Kazoo Museum, you could go check that out this summer, I guess, if you're heading over to South Carolina. If you're a big fan of kazoos, you might also already know this, but the first time a kazoo was actually used in a professional music recording was back in 1921 for a song called Crazy Blues. They can be made of wood, plastic, metal, and, you know, if you give them to a kid, they can be made annoying. Thank you. I'll be here all week. As I mentioned, it's National Lego Day today. And yes, I love Legos. I loved them as a kid. I still do love them. They're fantastic. They're fun, but they do cause a lot of injuries. As a father, let me tell you, stepping on them is not a good thing. We already knew that though, right? You know, kids swallowing, choking on them, not a good thing. I went to Reddit and I decided to figure out, okay, what's the worst injury somebody's had from a Lego? I found out this one. It was when this guy was 4 years old, he tripped over something, slammed face first into a pile of Duplo blocks that he was playing with on the living room floor. 10 stitches. Ouch. 30 years later, he still has a scar. I just wonder if it's got the little Duplo imprint somewhere on his face. That would be kind of maybe worth it. It'd be like a tattoo. Yes, but of course, the worst injury that Legos do is your bank account. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Hey, in just a minute, we'll be back with our events for today. There is nothing I hate more than standing by the refrigerator section, looking at a beer selection and not knowing what to pick. Yeah, I'll just pick by the label sometimes, but no, I'm going to stop doing that because the Beer Connoisseur has over 5,000 expert beer reviews and in-depth articles about the drink we all know and love. Yeah, it's even got like brewery tours, product reviews, all that fun stuff right there in the magazine. And best of all, because you're one of my listeners, you can take $5 off. Just click the link in the description and head over to the Beer Connoisseur and start drinking better beer. And welcome back. It's a Special anniversary today, the anniversary of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. Yeah, it was first published in the UK in 1813, so I had to put some cheesy, romancy music in the background here to celebrate. We can probably kill that now. Yeah. Basically, though, this book was a template for other romance novels. So, you know, who knows? If it wasn't for Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, we may, sadly, may not have The Notebook. Can you imagine life without that? Oh, man. You know, they were just meant to be together. They really were. You could tell right from the beginning when he was on the carnival ride. And yeah, I just watched that again recently. And I'm just glad we didn't run out of Kleenex. All right. Yeah, Jane Austen's book has sold more than... You could stop the music. Thank you. More than 20 million copies sold. It's been turned into movies, TV shows, plays, probably TikToks. Who are we kidding, right? There is a first edition of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice that went up for auction. It was over $25,000 at auction. So if you want that first edition, it's going to cost you a notebook. It's streaming for free on Netflix. I'm just saying. Let's move now to 1912. American painter Jackson Pollock. He, you know, did those abstract things where basically kind of poured paint all over this drip technique, they called it, or all over technique or action painting. It was all kinds of different things, but, you know, it basically looked like the enchiladas I made last night. It just had a bunch of stuff on top, right? That is... what Jackson Pollock did. He was born on this day in 1912. And, you know, I mentioned the Jane Austen book selling for a lot. Well, how about this painting? One of his paintings was in the top five. It is number five of the most expensive painting ever sold. It was sold to Ken Griffin, $200 million. Yeah, in 2015 money. So that would be like, you know, $200 million in today's money. Now, I guess there's been some inflation. But yeah, the painting that he bought was called Number 17A. Yeah, Number 17A. That was the name of the painting that he spent $200 million on. Hopefully, they threw in the B-side. Because, you know, you usually get that when you... Yeah, you see, kids, there was this thing called singles, albums. You'd get one song on the front and one on the... You know, look it up. Maybe there's a TikTok about it. In 1956, Elvis Presley's first television appearance. Oh, yeah. No, not on Ed Sullivan. That is not where he made his debut. That was not the correct variety show for this trivia question. That's not really a trivia question. No, it was the Dorsey Brothers stage show. Okay. Yeah, this was in 1956. And basically back then, everybody had some sort of variety shows. Think of it now, it's like podcasts, right? Everybody's got a podcast. Back then, everybody had a variety show. This one was produced by Jackie Gleason. And the thing was, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, they were big band leaders, and they would exchange. Like, one would host it one week, one would host it the other week, and they'd go back and forth. It went on from 1954 to 1956. And the King made six appearances on the show. And that first one, he sang Shake, Rattle, and Roll. All right. In 1978, on this day, Fantasy Island debuted on ABC. And, you know, yeah, there was that movie... Fantasy Island. We won't even talk about that. It wasn't that great. But there is a reboot in the works for this summer on Fox, and I am kind of excited about that. Hopefully, you know, they do it justice, because I did love that show growing up. Speaking of growing up, on this day in 1986, I remember I was homesick from school. We put on the news to watch the Space Shuttle Challenger take off. And 73 seconds after liftoff, it exploded. It killed all aboard, including Kristen McAuliffe. I remember that night, Ronald Reagan gave a speech, and I want to play a small piece of that for you.
The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye, and slipped the surly bonds of earth to touch the face of God.
President Reagan was due to give the State of the Union speech that night, but because of the events of that morning, the State of the Union speech was moved, and this speech was given in prime time instead. The space shuttles took a 32-month hiatus, and the problem was discovered to be an O-ring. It wasn't supposed to get as cold as it was. It was a particularly cold day in Florida that day. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Nick Carter is 41. Elijah Wood is 40. Rick Ross is 45. Ariel Winter, you know, from that show about the people and the thing and the modern and the family, you know, Ariel Winter. 23 today. Jackson Pollock, as I mentioned earlier, was born on this day in 1956. And Alan Alda is 85 today. Rick Warren is 67. Joey Fatone is 44. That's your look at January 28th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.